On this 25th of June, 6 months to Christmas.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Where are you going to be living?
No matter.
In 6 months from now, Craig. I mean, that's not for you, but, you know, during this coronavirus, COVID-19, people are at home. They're sitting around staring at their walls. They're thinking, I got to get out of this place, or I got to maybe move to someplace else. What's the housing market like? Well, we have an answer to that because June is National Home Ownership Month. And Liz Bryant, who's an executive vice president, a retail national sales manager for Wells Fargo Home Lending, is here to help us. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you for having me.
All right. So apparently we are still trading houses, it seems. People are looking for houses even at this time when we're all sort of at one point sheltering in place. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's incredible. So a couple of things. First of all, we saw some data last week from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Our purchase mortgage applications were up 21% over same time last year, which is really extraordinary. It's an 11-year high. Earlier in the spring, for all the obvious reasons, the purchase market had really dropped by 35%. And people, as communities are reopening, people are reentering the purchase market. We're observing pent-up demand and people wanting to find homes. And I think what we've also learned is how important the home really is. We did a homeownership survey last year where people really told us resoundingly that they aspired to be homeowners. They viewed it as security, places to seed their families. But with the pandemic, we've learned that it's much more than that. For many of us right now, it is our office. It is where we are together as family. The spaces are important. We enjoy our outside space. So it's really underscored this aspiration to become a homeowner.
Talk about some tips you have for us if we're house hunting, and how has that process changed or different, or if we haven't looked for a home in a while, what do we need to do?
Yeah, so the fundamentals to house hunting are the same. First of all, you have to start with your homework, whether it's researching neighborhoods, properties, schools online, and connecting with a real estate professional because they really are the experts. Find out what you can afford, which is why it's so critical to spend the time with a home mortgage consultant, talk about your budget goals, talk about your financial goals, and understand what you can afford. And what's great right now is interest rates are so low that affordability is even that much more prevalent. Again, start your house hunt from home. There's a lot of things we can do virtually today. Almost the whole process can be contactless. What's really important is to understand your down payment options. So there is a myth that needs to be debunked that you need 20% down, when in fact there are programs. We have a program at Wells Fargo as little as 3% down, FHA, 3.5% down, and for some veterans, as low as zero or no or very small amount down. Make sure you have savings. You know, savings for unexpected things like home maintenance and repairs. And what we've learned in this pandemic is, have 6 months of mortgage payments in the bank, and then embrace digital tools. They exist. This whole process can be contactless, whether it's shopping for a home, doing virtual tours, or the mortgage experience. I mean, you're able. Most of our customers do their mortgage application online.
The past 10 years or so have been rather difficult for a number of people. First the recession, and then the comeback, and now a very strange time. Where do credit scores play into this? How important are they?
Well, credit scores are one of the elements of qualifying for a mortgage. You know, credit scores, income, the property itself. So there are many dimensions. Credit scores absolutely are a factor, but we look at the whole picture of a customer's profile in determining their readiness and qualification for a mortgage.
Talking today with Liz Bryant, Retail National Sales Manager, Executive Vice President with Wells Fargo Home Lending. Is it a buyer or seller market right now? What's the thought on that?
Well, all real estate's local, so it depends on the dynamics of, you know, respective markets, and there's a lot of things that drive that: unemployment, overall market conditions, what part of the market you're buying in. There's a lot of demand for first-time homes. So, again, it depends. And real estate is local, which is why it's so important to interact with a real estate agent in your respective community.
Being able to see the options that you have. And sometimes when you're house hunting, you wonder, is the next one going to be better? Is this the one or is the next one? And I wonder how we kind of blend sort of technology, which has sometimes a cold feel to it, to when you're actually there, when there's a little more emotion involved in purchasing a home. And some people say, well, take emotion out of it. But sometimes you need to have some attachment to things. But tell me a little bit about that balance, you think.
Yeah, well, I just think that technology affords home buyers so much because all of the information can be at a home buyer's fingertips. And it allows you through access to information to really make an informed decision. And the same thing with a mortgage application. And it's interesting, I personally went through the mortgage process within the last month, and I used our online mortgage application. And it was such a customer-friendly experience and really very intuitive and took a lot of, I think, what can be intimidation about the loan process out of it, because it was almost like the application was talking to the customer.
There's a lot more you can do online than you can from a piece of paper, though, it seems like that. So maybe that's the other elements. And you can kind of do this any time of the day or night, whatever conveniently fits your schedule, depending on what it might be at this time. If people want to get some information more about these tips or get some good ideas about home ownership and looking for a home, where's a good place to get some of that?
Yeah, so thank you for asking. At wellsfargo.com/mortgage, we have a wealth of information, whether you're buying your own home, whether you're looking for rates, mortgage calculators, everything to help inform someone on the mortgage process, and then, of course, can always contact a home mortgage consultant.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Liz. Thanks for sharing the details.
Yeah, thank you for having me.